For the last 3 years, I've been at UC Davis getting my degree in clinical nutrition. Good nutrition is all about prevention. We want to prevent an illness. We don't want to wait to become sick before we try to find a cure. A lot of prevention of illnesses depends on our immune system. We can usually keep our immune system healthy and functioning by eating right. Even when we get sick, our ability to recover also relies on our immune system. Therefore, I think eating right is important. It can save us a lot of trouble and a lot of time.
In the past three years, I've been at Davis分校 拿我临床营养学的学位 能够有好的营养呢 最主要呢都是要先有预防 能够预防胜于治疗 我们要能够预防生病 我们不要等到我们生病的时候 或者是在我们能够找到可以治疗我们疾病之前生病，在很多预防疾病方面都是完全靠我们的免疫系统。如果我们可以让我们的免疫系统非常的健康，然后的话就应该要能够吃得很好，就是吃对东西。当我们生病的时候，我们 要从病中能够恢复也完全需要依靠我们的免疫系统，所以我觉得吃对的东西是非常重要的，这样如果我们吃对东西的话就可以节省很多的时间，也省掉我们很多的麻烦。
While I was studying, I often wondered how I could use what I learned in a monastic setting. The Venerable Master instructed us to take one meal a day. Unfortunately, I've often ate three meals in one sitting rather than one meal a day. In the scientific world, it isn't good to overload our bodies with all the nutrients in a day at one time, because our bodies cannot digest them all at one time. So, even if I eat three meals in one sitting, my body can only digest one meal. Therefore, during these 3 years, I've tried to lessen the quantity of my meal by chewing more slowly. I also tried to select foods that my body can take better. This would maximize the nutrients while not putting as much stress on my digestive system.
当我在上学的时候，我常常想我怎么样把我学到的运用在我们的道场里面。上人通常指导我们要我们一天只吃一餐，但是非常不幸的，我常常一坐下来就把应该要吃一餐我变成吃三餐。在科学的世界里面，我们 实际上不应该把我们所有的营养在一天的一个时间里面放到我们的身体里面，让它过于负担太重，因为我们的身体没有办法在一下子将它们所有的食物都消化了。所以当我坐下来一天吃饭的时候，我吃了三餐的量， 实际上我的身体只能够消化其中的一餐。所以在过去的这3年来，我一直试着减少我吃的食量，能够就是细嚼慢咽来减少我吃的食量。我也试着选择我对我身体能够比较好消化的食物，这样子的话 我就能够吸收到最多的营养，而不要给我的消化系统增加太多的负担。
Well, Davis is very big on vegetarianism and veganism. There are plenty of people who are avid meat eaters. One of their arguments is that we can't feel food, can't feel full on vegetables only. Actually, many studies do not support this concept. The nutrition teachers and dietitians I've met claim that vegetables actually allow us to be fuller for longer periods of time. Vegetables contain both digestive and indigestive fibers. Digestive fibers form gels in our intestines and take a while to excrete. It can also absorb cholesterol from our diet. To illustrate this concept, we can think of a bowl of oatmeal. If you let oatmeal stand for a while, it becomes thick. It's basically gelling. That is what digestive fibers are like in our intestines. In contrast, meat does not gel, and it doesn't stay in our system very well. It also contributes to unwanted cholesterol.
Davis 呢是一个很注重这个地方，很多人呢非常注重素食或者是吃全素，但是呢也有很多人呢很喜欢吃肉。他们的争论就是我们只吃蔬菜吃不饱，实际上有很多的研究报告指示并不支持这样的理念。有一些营养学的老师跟营养家，我遇到的这一些营养家跟营养老师说呢，食物呢实际上呢可以在一个时间呢持续让我们觉得更饱足更长的时间。蔬菜里面有包含消化跟不消化的纤维，能够消化的纤维呢实际上会在我们的肠道产生一种凝胶，而且会花一段比较长的时间来消化排泄出来，它也会吸收我们的所吃食物里面的胆固醇。来跟大家解释这样的理念呢，我们可以想想比如说一碗的燕麦粥，如果你让燕麦粥能够放在那个地方一下子，它就会变得很浓稠，开始就有凝胶。这个就好像这个消化纤维在我们的肠道里面一样，相反的，肉不会有凝胶，不会在我们的身体的系统里面停留的很好，而且呢会带来我们不要的胆固醇。
Another major topic concerning nutrition when people turn to a vegetarian diet is adequate protein. Proteins are the active machinery of life. They help make up our cells and muscles and fibers. They are made of units called amino acids. As humans, we can make many of the amino acids, but there are some that we cannot make. Meat eaters can get these from meat and eggs, but vegetarians must get them from a different food sources. Currently, there are two non-meat foods that are considered to be complete proteins. They are soy and quinoa. We can also combine protein sources to get complete proteins in our diet, like grains and legumes. Grains are things like wheat, rice, barley, and oats. Legumes are things like peas, beans, and corn. For example, 1 1/4 cup of rice plus 1 cup of lentils equals about 3 ounces of chicken protein. For people who eat 3 meals a day, it is recommended that they eat 2 to 3 servings of beans and 2 to 8 servings of rice daily. One serving of rice or beans is about a handful or a paw measurement.
另外有关于营养学的主要一个谈论的主题呢，就是当人们转向吃素的时候，是有关他们所需要摄取正当的蛋白质的这个问题。蛋白质就好像我们生命里面一个主要的机器，它可以帮助我们细胞的成长， 还有我们的肌肉跟纤维的成分。它们的主要成分呢就是氨基酸。在人类当中我们用很多种氨基酸，但是也有一些是我们没有办法制造出来的。吃肉的人呢可以从肉跟蛋里面摄取到这个营养分，但是素食的人呢必须要从不同的食物来摄取蛋白质。目前呢有两种非肉类的食物呢是被认为是含有完全蛋白质的，它们就是soy 豆浆类的东西跟梨。我们可以把这些蛋白质的所有来源呢融合起来，然后摄取到完全的蛋白质。比如说从谷类跟豆类里面，谷类就好像小麦、米、大麦跟燕麦，豆类呢就好像豌豆或者是豆跟玉米。举例来说，一又四分之一杯的米加上一杯的豆，就相当于三个盎司的肌肉蛋白质。对一个一天吃三餐的人来说，我们建议呢应该是吃2到3份的豆类跟2到8份的饭，就是每天摄取量来说。那我们讲说每天我们吃一份的饭或者是豆呢，就大概是一手掌抓起来的这个量。
Another thing to pay attention to, whether we are vegetarian or not, is calcium. Our bones are constructed from two primary materials, proteins and calcium. Dietary calcium clearly helps prevent this potentially dangerous loss, or osteoporosis. Many women lose so much bone mass after menopause that they are at high risk for serious fractures.Men can also get osteoporosis, but it is less common in men. The best insurance against osteoporosis appears to be frequent exercise and a balanced diet. Calcium foods are milk, dried beans, nuts, corn tortillas, and tofu. Vegetables such as kale, collards, and mustard greens are also rich in calcium.
另外我们必须要注意的就是，不管我们是不是素食者，我们要注意的是钙的摄取。我们的骨骼里面含有两种主要的成分，一个就是蛋白质跟钙。从食物摄取钙呢可以帮助我们避免呢这种非常可能造成危险的一种失量或者是骨质疏松。很多的女性呢在停经以后就很吃掉很多我们骨质里面的骨量，然后呢就会可能很容易呢受到严重的骨折。但是男性呢也有可能得到骨质疏松，但是呢比较少。那能够避免骨质疏松的就是说我们要常常的运动，或者是有平衡的营养摄食。含钙的食物里面有牛奶、干豆、坚果、玉米饼跟豆腐。那蔬菜类呢，比如说像羽衣甘蓝、kale 跟 collards， 还有芥菜呢，就有含有很丰富的钙。
The amount of calcium we have available for bone building is importantly affected by how much we excrete in our urine. The more we lose, the more we have to take in from our foods.Various aspects of modern eating increase calcium excretion and so boost our calcium requirement. A high intake in salt is one, and another is a high intake in animal protein. Even with calcium in our diet, Many studies have highly suggested that everyone take calcium supplements. Calcium supplementation, like most everything, should begin early in life. It is highly recommended that anyone over 30 take calcium supplements. For vegetarians, I believe that we should take a good daily vitamin that not only contains calcium, but also B vitamins and iron. Our bodies need little of many of these vitamins, but a lot of our normal body functions rely on them. Deficiency in these areas can result in very drastic results.
我们身体里面能够帮助骨骼成长的钙的量呢可能会从我们的尿液里面排泄出去。我们失掉的越多呢，我们就必须要从食物里面摄取更多。在我们现在很多现代人吃的东西呢，会增加我们钙质的流失，所以呢会变成我们需要吸收更多的钙。所以其中呢，就是吃太多盐会造成这样的问题，另外一个就是吃了太多的动物蛋白质。虽然在我们的食物当中有钙，很多的研究报告指示呢，就说每一个人需要呢吃钙的补充剂。钙的补充呢，就好像其他的很多事情一样，必须要我们从小很早，在我们生命很早期就开始了。每一个人呢，超过30岁以后呢，就更应该摄取钙的补充剂。对素食的人来说，我觉得我们应该，要摄取每天要摄取维他命。那不止呢，这些呢能够在里面有含钙，而且呢还要有维他命 B 跟铁。我们的身体呢并不需要很多的维他命，但是我们很多身体上的一些运作呢却非常需要维他命。如果缺少这些呢，可能会导致一些非常剧烈的不好的结果。
In the Western world, milk and dairy products are major calcium sources. There have been controversies on added hormone to milk called RBST. RBST is a growth hormone that is injected into cows to make them produce more milk. Some people claim that it does not affect the milk quality or the people who drink the milk.But there are also many people who do not want to take the risk of the added hormone. The decision is ours to make. So instead of making 6 gallons of milk a day, cows that are injected with RBST can produce 7 gallons. When cows produce milk, they pull calcium from their bones. The more milk they make, the more weak their bones become.So even if RBST does not affect the drinkers, it's cruel to think what we subject the cows to.
在西方的国家，牛奶跟奶类制品呢是主要的钙的摄取来源。但是呢，有很多争议呢，就是在这些牛奶里面呢有添加了荷尔蒙，这些荷尔蒙呢生长激素呢叫做 RBST。它这种生长激素呢被注射到牛脂里面，让它们生产更多的牛奶。很多的人呢说，实际上呢这个不会影响到牛奶的质量，喝了人呢也不会受到影响，但是很多人呢却不愿意冒险来吃这样的生长激素。这个是我们个人可以做的决定。通常牛是一天生产6加仑的牛奶，但是注射生长激素的牛脂呢却可以生产一天生产7个加仑。当然牛脂制造牛奶，他们就必须要从他们的骨骼里面把这个钙质呢吸取出来，所以他们制造越多的牛奶，他们的骨骼呢就会越虚弱。所以虽然说 RBST 可能不会影响到喝的人，但是想想我们对牛脂所造的 对他们的影响呢，可能各位可能也会跟我一样觉得很残忍吧。
Recently, there has been a lot of talk on high fructose corn syrup. There are many articles saying how bad this is. In truth, this sugar is made from corn. Fructose is basically fruit sugar. High fructose corn syrup is partially fruit sugar and a sugar called glucose. Because it is cheaper than cane and beet sugars, manufacturers like soft drink companies start to use it a lot. High fructose corn syrupactually provides half the calories of normal table sugar. The reason why it is bad or considered bad is because people tend to overconsume on sweet products that contain high fructose corn syrup.
最近呢，有很多关于果糖的一种讨论，有很多的文章呢说，叙述它实在是很不好。实际上呢，这种糖呢是从玉米所制造出来的。果糖呢实际上呢它是含一部分的果糖跟一部分的葡萄糖。它比蔗糖跟甜菜糖更便宜。所以很多制造商比如说像做那种饮料的制造商呢就开始使用很多这样的果糖。HFCS 其实呢比我们一般用的糖呢所含的卡路里呢大概只有一半。为什么人家会觉得它不好，是因为人类呢可能因为它会吃的太多这样的糖。那这种糖呢是含有很多食品里面呢含有这种 HFSCS。
Another popular topic in DRBA is coconut oil. Coconut oil is an unsaturated fat.It is also a type of fat that our body cannot make enough of, and so we need to eat it in our diet. We need about 40 to 70 grams of fat per day. Even though this is not a lot, I would recommend eating less. We need some fat for cell structure and the absorption of fat-soluble vitamins, but the average person usually overdoes it. It is the same with coconut oil. Even though it has its benefit, a moderation should be considered.
另外在我们法总常常讨论到的就是椰子油。椰子油是一种不含有不饱和的脂肪。它也是一种我们身体没有办法制造足够的脂肪，但是我们必须要从，所以我们必须要从饮食里面中摄取。我们每天呢需要大概40到70克的脂肪，虽然它不是很多，但是我建议呢大家吃少一点。我们需要脂肪来制造我们的细胞，还有帮助我们吸收脂肪里面的溶解维他命。但是通常呢每一个人都吃太多了，就跟这个椰子油一样，虽然呢它有它的利益，但是呢我们还是应该要考量摄取平衡。
The Venerable Master used to say that he doesn't know how to cultivate. All he knows how to do is to eat, sleep, and wear clothes. But I think that to do these three things correctly requires great wisdom and control. These are things we do every day. Cultivation is something we are doing every day. I think that I can try to start by eating right. Well, I regret to say that I have not yet accomplished my goal of eating one meal in one sitting. I try again every day. Even though in cultivation, we don't usually emphasize health, being sick can be a real suffering. Sometimes I find it difficult to do anything other than feel miserable when I am very sick. When I talk to my classmates who are big meat eaters, I want to show them that being vegetarian is not only healthier, but it is also easy to do. It's not very convincing if I get sick because I am a vegetarian. In the monastery, we eat whatever we have available. But considering how we have a good variety of foods here, being a healthy vegetarian through right eating habits is a very attainable goal. These are a few things I learned over the past few years that I'd like to share with everyone.
上人常常说他不知道怎么样修行，他所知道的只是吃睡跟穿衣服。那我觉得其实把这三样事情做正确呢，需要很大的智慧跟自我的控制。这个是我们每天所做的事情，修行也是我们每天应该要做的事。我觉得我可以从怎么样吃对的东西开始。那我常常会觉得很遗憾，因为我没有办法坐下来只吃一餐的量，然后我就会每天呢重新再尝试。虽然在修行我们没有办法，我们通常不强调健康，但是生病呢却会造成很大的痛苦。有时候我觉得很难做其他的事，当我生病的时候呢，我觉得就是觉得很难过。那我跟我的同学，他们吃肉的同学说的时候，都希望跟他们讲，吃素呢不但可以让你更健康，而且非常容易去做。如果我生病了，因为我是一个素食者，那我就没有办法说服他们了。在道场里面我们有很多可以吃的东西，那考虑当我们看看这么多选择的时候，能够当一个健康的素食者呢，还有吃的非常的有很吃的吃对东西的这种习惯呢，是一个可以达成的目标。这个就是我在过去几年来所学的，而且是我想跟大家分享的。阿弥陀佛，
阿弥陀佛。